How is it that there are independent musicians out there who have no ties to any big record labels or financial backing able to get their music heard by millions of people and live out their dreams of being full-time musicians? That's the question, and on this podcast, we will discover the answers together. I'm Leezy the Gifted, and this is the Music Mastery Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? You're listening to another episode of the Music Mastery Podcast with your host, Leezy the Gifted. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. If this is your first time listening, welcome. Thank you so much for coming. So, little quick bit about me. You know, I've been doing music for 10 years. I produce my own music right now. I started out as just a rapper for the first 7 years. And then I was like, man, I need to start producing my own music. So I did. And I haven't looked back. It's been awesome. And originally, I started producing music just to produce music for myself, but then I was like, man, I actually like producing music for other people, so I thought I'd give it a shot with starting to, you know, do mixing and mastering, selling beats online. It's been cool. I've seen some success with all of those things. It's been awesome. So what I do on this podcast is I do a new episode every single day. So the goal is to do a new episode for 366 days in a row. I think this is like 111 or 12, which episode? Oh, this is 110. So this is the 110th episode, which I think is kind of lit. I think it's very lit, actually. It's awesome. You know, it's been an amazing journey. I love it. I have fun doing it. I'm actually getting like, it's getting much easier and it's actually becoming like really fun. It's crazy. The way I think about the podcast now, as opposed to when I first started, like, I feel like I've already gone, like, it's so easy now for me to do a podcast every single day. It's fun. I get to interact with people. There's actually people literally reaching out being like, yo, I love this podcast. Like, there's people who I've never met before who are saying they love the podcast. There's, you know, people who I have met before who are admiring it. And it's like, man, it's cool. It really goes to show that putting out a piece of content every day, like a major piece of content, it really does help grow your brand a lot. So for anybody who's trying to grow a brand or do something, I definitely recommend some kind of a major piece of content every day. That's a topic for another discussion. If you want to hear more about social media tactics and stuff like that, I have other episodes on that. You can go back and listen to them. Today though, I want to talk about something that I think is kind of interesting. I kind of want to talk about success, because success and successful is all different. I'm going to just read off the definition of it so we can kind of get a base point. But successful is an adjective. It means accomplishing an aim or purpose. That's a weird, and they use the example, a successful attack on the town. What? I'd have to use that. Okay. Another one is having achieved popularity, profit, or distinction. Interesting. Okay. So I like the first one, accomplishing an aim or purpose, because that to me means that it's whatever your aim or purpose is. Success is tough because, you know, I remember when I was first starting out, I used to really get so focused on successful, and I didn't really know what it meant. Like, I thought, you know, I thought I knew what I wanted to be successful. You know, I thought that, like, oh, make a bunch of money, be famous, which, by the way, I still want to be both of those things. I do still want to be rich and famous. But if you don't have, I didn't even think to talk about this, but if you don't have like a specific measure of success, you're not going to be successful. So just to say I want a lot of money, well, like, what's a lot of money? You know, and I've talked about this many times, goal setting. But you need to know what your definition of success is, basically. And don't let anybody else define your definition of success. To other people, success means something else than what it means to you. Like, to what other people want other things, you know? I've always struggled with people who don't want to be where I want to be. I've always struggled with people who don't want as much as me and being comfortable and wanting to be average. That's kind of been where I've been at. Some people are different. I've always, that's kind of the environment. Middle class, that's the environment you grow up in. You grow up in a lot of average, a lot of average, good people, great people, but they don't want to overachieve. I've realized, you know, they don't want to overachieve in every facet of their life. So I've always been in, you know, it's always for me been like breaking away from that, you know, and trying to grow through that. And, you know, my definition of success has changed. I was about to say changed. My definition of success has changed immensely, just throughout my life. And, I really realized that my definition of success for me means, it means a lot of things, but it means, I think success for me means freedom. For me, freedom from bad habits, freedom from time and location, and financial freedom. It also means pursuing something that you love to accomplish those things. So like for me, like I'm frequently trying to just do things that I like to do that are also productive. For example, I coach youth basketball. I like coaching youth basketball, and I also get paid, right? I do some personal training on the side. I like training people. It's fun. I get paid. DoorDash, honestly, is hella fun. I actually genuinely enjoy DoorDashing. Is it something I want to do the rest of my life? No, but I actually like really like it, and I get paid. I do social media consulting for people, right? I get paid pretty good for that. The other thing that's cool is, you know, making beats, right? I've started to pivot and start focusing way more on producing and making beats. You know, and that's been an amazing part of the journey as well. And you know, I can get paid for that, right? I actually have gotten paid for that. I've gotten paid to produce people's music. So the things where I'm lacking on right now though, is because, yeah, the things where I'm lacking on now is, because I'm pursuing what I love. So I've got that pretty much figured out. And I'm not completely perfect with my habits, but I'm much better now than I was freaking December of 2019. I'll tell you that. My habits are amazing now compared to then. But the things that I'm not free on, I don't have freedom of time, meaning I have three different part-time jobs where I have to physically do something. I have to physically be there to get paid. Otherwise, I don't get paid. So that means I don't have freedom of time. I don't have freedom of money because I don't have the money to just do whatever I want. And by the way, even if you had the money to do whatever you want, if you don't have the time, you're not free. You're not wealthy. I read that in the 4-Hour Work Week, which I didn't finish that book. I should, but I read, it's very insightful. Like I read like basically like the author, Tim Ferriss, he talks about like being wealthy is, what is it? It's like, he was saying it's being wealthy. It's like subjective. It's like a case by case basis. Like if there's somebody who works 80 hours a week and never has time to travel, works on the weekends, you know, is kind of miserable, hates their job, but they get paid $500,000 a year, let's say, okay? Then you've got somebody who works like 10 to 20 hours a week and doesn't have to physically be anywhere, has time to do whatever they want to do, can do whatever they want, and can travel and has the money to do it. Let's say they make $50,000 or $60,000 a year, right? Who's wealthier? The person making 60 grand is more wealthy because they have like way more time. They have four times the amount of time. Plus they don't have to be anywhere. Like let's say they have like an online business. It makes them like 50K a year. That's like a big deal, man. Like that's huge. Like they can literally go. Now they don't have the money to just buy whatever they want. That's one thing, but they do have the time to go wherever they want. And they have the money to live. I mean, I'm not saying that you should just strive to make 50 grand a year. I want to make more than that too, but I'm just saying like, we're talking about, this is just for an example. So it's not just about the amount of money you make. Cause I know like, for example, like I don't have tons of money right now, right? I'm not wealthy. but I'm hella happy, right? I'm not, and by the way, again, I'm not where I want to be. I'm still striving for more, but I know people who make way more money than me and they're not as happy as me, and they don't have the good habits that I have, and they don't have the relationships that I've had, and they're not living the life that I have, you know? And it's not a comparison game. It's not a contest, but all I'm saying is that's the point of success, is that it's not a contest, is that it's not a comparison game. It's not he or she's more successful than me. What? That doesn't even make sense. Success is your own definition. So you need to come up with, what is your definition of success, right? What is your definition of success? You know, because some people's definition is different. You need to be crystal clear. What is your definition? How much money do you want to make, right? What exactly do you want to be doing with your life? You should know that, you know? You should know something you want. One of the great things about, and I don't know if this is about, if this is American culture or if this is just the culture of like entrepreneurship. I don't know, but always striving for more, always wanting more. I kind of think that that is an American culture thing, but at the same time, it's used in a bad way. Oh, Americans only always want more. It's like, well, it makes life exciting to want more. You know, I think that it's good to want more because it makes life fun. It's hard because you want more. And so when you say you want more, it's like inferring that you're not happy with what you have, when that's not true at all. I want more for sure. Like a lot more, but I am grateful for what I have. I'm super grateful for what I have. I'm grateful for who I am. I'm grateful for everything in my life. Does that mean I don't still want more? No, obviously not. So you need to be able to cope with that, because I know I struggled with that. I struggled with, this was actually legit struggle that I used to go through. I used to struggle with wanting more and being happy with what I had. I used to think that if you wanted more, if you wanted to be successful, if you wanted to take the next step in your direction, you needed to not be happy with what you currently had. And that that unhappiness would be the fuel and the catalyst for you to get up and make moves. That's what I used to think. And, you know, let's be honest, for like a few years, like for like 8 years, that was true. It did help me. It did. It helped me. But for the past 2 years, I've made way more progress, like exponentially more progress. But I've been way more content and happy with my life. And I'm able to enjoy what I do, right? I'm able to enjoy what I do. I'm able to feel positive about where I'm at and know that that next step is possible. Do I still get frustrated? Of course, right? Of course, I'm still frustrated. But trust me, I'm not going to say it's easier or harder. It's just sometimes when you're really, really, really frustrated, you're not able to think clearly and you'll make an irrational decision. When you're happy and content and mindful and grounded, you're more peaceful and you're more calm and you're able to make decisions from a more logical place, so you'll make better decisions. Does that make sense? So I think that it's super important that you know where you're going. You should know where you want to go. You should know where you're at. It doesn't really matter where you've been. In terms of thinking about the past, I think thinking about the past is good to just tell your story, but you shouldn't be stimming on the past. You should be very, very focused on the present moment, and you should know where you want to go. Again, you shouldn't be living in the future. You should be knowing that, like, hey, right now is the moment that's most important. It's not just about, like, worrying about the future. You shouldn't just worry about the future. You should be like, nah, right now is the time. You got to think big picture. Right? You got to think big picture. You got to realize that it's very likely that the future is coming. You should be able to plan for it. And you should be able to identify exactly what it is that you want. So what I would recommend you do, if you haven't already, if you don't already do this, is you should start writing down like really, really specific things that you want that would make you feel successful. You need to do that. You need to get crystal clear on what it is that you care about in terms of your definition of success. All right. That's it for the show today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast, leave a rating, leave a review, share it with a friend. I love it when people share it on social media. Send it out to somebody, get the, you know, spread the word, and you know, I really look forward to talking to you again, and I guarantee I will talk to you again tomorrow. Peace. I won't let you do me wrong. Do me wrong. Put everything in every song. Every song. Can't wait for you, you take too long. You take too long. I'll admit when I'm not strong. Yeah. I won't let you do me wrong.